Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Never too, well, actually it is, sometimes too early to play Thanksgiving music, but because Thanksgiving is next Thursday, we ought to have a couple of days of Thanksgiving turkey trots and mashed potato and apple peaches pumpkin pie. Yeah, I just think, Jay, are you on board with all of that?
I really am.
You're not on board. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so then happy Thanksgiving. Why not? November the 17th, this is a weekend before. Some people are traveling already, although most of the traveling takes place Tuesday and Wednesday. And then it gets spread out. When do you come back? Come back on Saturday, come back on Sunday, come back on Monday. At any rate, time to start thinking about the goodness in the world and how much you do have to be thankful for. It's an exercise that takes place every year, and some people are sincere about it, and some people, oh, yeah, I'll just say the prayer and give me a drumstick. So I think it's always good, I think. I think really it's a good thing to have that be, that gratitude thing be a part of your daily life. So that would be my advice. And then we dig around and find out what's going on in the world. November 17th is upon us, and one of the names in the news today is Clarissa Thompson. How many people know who she is? Raise your hands, please. Really?
Why? That name sounds familiar, and I cannot point her right now. Why not? Who is she?
She covers the NFL for Fox Sports, and she said that she makes up fake sideline reports and manufactures interviews with coaches. She doesn't want to put herself in a position where the boys in the band will get her into a compromising place. So apparently the football players are still pigs in the locker room with the reporters who are of the female persuasion. So instead of getting herself into that position, she makes up fake reports, which is better. With to admit that she makes up fake reports, I suppose, maybe that's a little embarrassing. But what's more embarrassing, it would seem to me, for the NFL, is that the players are such pigs that they don't know how to respect a woman who's a reporter. Not
yeah.
that you'd expect any more than that from some of these guys who are the players are, some of them are pigs. It just seems that's what is attracted to playing professional football, pigs.
I think that both things can be true at once. That
well, you can be a pig and a football player?
That she shouldn't have fabricated the sideline reports, and that she also shouldn't be put into situations where she feels uncomfortable because some men, not all, are pigs.
Right. There are some of them. I remember this whole thing started with women in the locker room with a reporter in Boston. She worked for the Boston Herald. I can't remember her name, but I remember she was attractive, and she just went into the locker room, and the guys were all naked, and it didn't seem to faze anybody until it did. And so that was a number of years ago. Man, that must have been, I'll bet that was 20, maybe more years ago. But because of the women's movement, if you will, and the fact that there is a question from some as to why women shouldn't report, or shouldn't report, why is it a thing that women can't report on sports? Which was, again, 25, 30 years ago. It just wasn't something that you did. women, now they're all over the place, as they well should be, and it shouldn't be that we're talking about a woman being a reporter. It's just this reporter does that, and this one does something else. It's that we're so damned immature about this stuff. Sexual stuff in America, especially, we are so naive and so complicit, actually, in being foolish, immature, childish about sexual stuff. It's silly. But anyway, this is some of the things. I'm sure that there will be questions. Maybe we'll even post it on our social media, whether you think that is that okay under the circumstances. Is she just making up sideline reports, or is she making up a lot of other stuff? At any rate, perhaps when you go watch the game at a bar, and you see her there, you can see the guys, these cigar clubs, and the men standing around, big cigars and smoking. This is, I'm drinking, and this is the way real men act.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, real men don't act like that at all. But at any rate, I thought that was an interesting sort of take on what's right. The fact that she's trying to protect herself, or the fact that people are outraged because she was delivering fake reports.
Well, but also sometimes when she's trying to get a coach's report, the coaches aren't willing to talk, or there's not enough time to get something. So what she has to say is, like, here's what the coach said. I just think there's another way that you can go about it where you can still do your job
without
lying.
Okay, so what's that way? I'm not saying you're...
Well, acknowledge that you weren't able to talk to the coach, or acknowledge that the coach was too busy to chat, but you would imagine that they'd be saying something along the lines of blah, 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 blah.
Okay. I think good football reporting requires a certain amount of blah, 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 blah. Anyway. So, I find this whole thing to be, it's very obvious that we are still pretty naive and immature. Here's another example of somebody being pretty naive and immature. Even though a lot of people, I'm not a fan of Nancy Pelosi's, you don't have to be, but that doesn't mean I'd go after her husband with a hammer. Here's a fellow named David DePage. Remember when this happened last spring? When this guy was home and he got violently attacked by...
And I believe the assailant was looking for Nancy. I think he thought she was home.
And yeah, he hit her with a hammer
and guard. Yeah, almost caught off guard by her husband.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So anyway, 83 years old, we all know the story. So he's found guilty. The jury began deliberating Wednesday. They reached a verdict on Thursday. Guilty on all accounts. And so what does that mean? Where does he go? He goes to jail for 20 years. There are two different charges. One of them, he gets 20 years. The other one, he gets 30 years. So how old is this guy? He's 43. He'll be an old guy before he gets out of prison. And it's a lesson. Do you think people pay attention to these? Is this having all the exposure that was given to this trial and now to the results and then you know, what happens to him? Is that, do you think people pick up the newspaper and say, I'm not going to do that. I don't want to go to jail for 30 years.
I think it also points out that more and more politicians and governmental officials are being attacked. That it's almost kind of like, I don't think taxpayers should be paying for, like, Secret Service for everyone to have Secret Service, but there might be consideration that, like, hey, it's a really violent world. A lot of people are angry and acting out on that anger. And is it just me, or does it seem like that's more so since things shut down in the pandemic? There's just a lot of, I don't know. It seemed like there was a lot of hate in the world before the pandemic, but people didn't act on their hate. They more, like, silently stewed. Now it feels like there are a lot more attacks.
Yeah, but why is there so much hate? What do people have to be this angry about?
Mm-hmm.
I had this conversation. Actually, I think we had a little bit on the air yesterday, and then I had a conversation with somebody later in the day, pretty much about the same thing, that people who don't have a lot who don't have a lot of energy. They don't have a lot of get up and go. They're not, some people are not even motivated to get a job. And yet they think they deserve to have all of the niceties that society can provide. And so why should I have to work hard? Look at that guy over there. Look at all the money he's got. I want some of that. So you get it through the system to a point. You get guys like Joe Biden who got to tax the damn rich, right? Those are bad people. Go get them. Get their money so we can redistribute it. Why should they have all that money? Well, because they came up with an idea and it worked. And they put their money on the line, and they hired a lot of employees. A lot of people got jobs. So what have you done? Have you done something like that? Do you have the ability to do something like that? I actually, and it sounds like it because I do, resent the living you-know-what out of people who think, who are jealous of stuff that I may have or you may have, Jay, because we work for it. I've worked 12, 14 hours a day all my life. Now, that doesn't mean that I deserve to be where I am or wherever I might be. But it means I put the effort into it. And I know a lot of people who don't do that, and yet they expect to have the same stuff. And it's just kind of silly. It's unreasonable.
Yeah, and I think it's sometimes not necessarily of what somebody has that gives them that mentality or what somebody doesn't have that gives them that mentality, because you have seen people who have gobs of money and then they get busted for doing some kind of scheme or something illegal that brings them in more money. And it's, I had a friend who did a lot of mission work. Yeah, I had a friend that did a lot of mission work, and she went to different communities this one summer. And what she personally noticed was within these communities, the ones who had absolutely nothing, who had the absolute least, those were the ones who were the kindest, most appreciative, didn't really need a lot. They had something better. And those who had some to an extent, but not a whole lot, those were the ones that were like stealing their wallets, phones, and iPads.
Yeah.
The ones that had pretty actually amazing. Had more.
Yeah. All right, well, a lot of food for thought as usual. Why not? This is Good Day at 18 after the hour on Friday.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
At Skechers, we know you work hard at your job, so we want to make your work footwear easy. That's why we made the new hands-free Skechers Work Slip-ins, the easiest, most comfortable work footwear. These shoes save so much time. You just step in and get to work. There's no bending over, no touching your dirty shoes. Plus, Work Slip-ins are rugged and long-lasting with all kinds of choices and features like slip-resistant function, safety toe, electrical hazard protection, even Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability. Get affordable, durable Skechers Work Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever work footwear is sold.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. All the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait to what you've been craving. Feels so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Why don't you call us? What's triggering you? It's every day you're shopping on. You'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner at the ready. And as we look around some of the trending things on social media, number one or number two position this morning seems to be P. Diddy. What's his real name? Combs, right?
Sean Combs. Mm-hmm.
Right. Uh-huh. And the accusations against him. So what's the approach that I first saw this and I thought, I'm not surprised. And then I thought to myself, well, that's not really fair, is it? The old business of you're convicting somebody before they're actually tried, but he's being tried in the court of public opinion today because of the charges of rape against him by a former girlfriend. So is he capable? Is it possible? Is this outrageous? And are we liable? Yeah, that guy, he's a rapper. He made a lot of money. I'm sure he did it. And back to what I said a few minutes ago about just because you have something, does that mean that you should be in this circumstance? He's famous. He's had some controversial things follow him around. He's made a lot of money in his life. So does that make him capable of this sort of thing? Yep. Does it make him guilty of it? Nope. So let's pursue this story a little bit in a moment here on Good Day.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I know you're still living your life.
All right, so Sean Combs has been sued in federal court by a lady named Cassandra Ventura, who used to record for his label. Her name on the label is Cassie. She says that he raped her. and beat her for 10 years. So, you know, you think to yourself, why did it take 10 years for this to come to the surface? That's a question. Maybe that's a question a man would ask, but maybe it's a question that ought to be asked. And then the other side of it is what the people who work with Sean Combs have said. They've characterized her as a somebody who is a shakedown artist, in essence. She didn't stay with him, so she's jealous. All kinds of stuff, the usual things that come out of this. But is this the same old, or is this something that has teeth and momentum? I suppose time will tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that a lot of people are very judgmental, as I suggested a few minutes ago, Jay. I don't know whether this guy's guilty or not. I said, well, I think he's capable of it. I think anybody's capable of it. But just because somebody says, you raped me, I want $100 million or whatever, does that mean it's true? I think not. That doesn't mean it's not true. It just doesn't. It doesn't add up to me that after 10 years of this abuse, you would finally become. You'd go public with it. What do you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know whether or not I believe this certain situation. That's not for me to decide. But I think it is one of those things that sometimes the person is guilty before proven innocent, even though it should be innocent before proven guilty. But I also think as society, we tend to victim shame and ask those questions of, well, why did it take so long? Well, a lot of times victims think it's their fault for a long period of time. There's a lot of embarrassment and shame that surrounds being a victim, which it shouldn't when they are true victims.
Yep. Silence and darkness is what she said brought her to the surface.
This is true. This is heartbreaking for her. Yeah. I mean, absolutely heartbreaking.
Follow it up. It'll be certainly be plenty of coverage and talk about it, that's for sure. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take them to the local shelter, let them meet a senior dog, and go home together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget when you check.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A mistrial was declared in the civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, the former Louisville, Kentucky police officer, involved in the deadly and botched no-knock warrant raid involving 26-year-old Breonna Taylor in 2020. After 4 days of deliberations, a federal jury told the judge it was deadlocked and could not reach a verdict on the two-count indictment for deprivation of rights under the color of law. A verdict has been delivered in the San Francisco, California trial of the man who attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer. David DePap has been found guilty. Prosecutors say Nancy was the intended target of last year's attack, but she wasn't home, so the attacker went after Paul Pelosi as police were arriving at the home. DePap apologized to Paul when he took the stand Tuesday, and he still faces a second trial on state charges. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Friday! Already it's Friday. Already it's a week. Actually, less than a week to Thanksgiving. So you're all prepared, whatever that means. I sometimes, as you know, Jay, resist talking about what everybody else is talking about because I find it boring. So, not sure whether I think that about all the discussion. We'll have some more discussion when I get to our food, farm, and family report in a couple of minutes, but it just seems like it's the same old sometimes, unless somebody comes up with a new angle, like something new. We're going to have a new recipe for, what would be good? Sasquatch pie. How about that? That would be worth
talking
about.
Sasquatch?
Yeah.
The monster?
Shoot the monster, chop up his stuff and put it in the pie. See? That's what they talk about. And they chuckle about it. There you go.
One of the conversations that I always hear every year, well, at least for the last couple of years, but I get fascinated by because I do think that it is worth the conversation of whether or not you charge people to come to Thanksgiving if you're throwing it.
What? What, you mean yeah. share the cost?
Yeah, some people have been doing that. And it's not just really? Like younger people who are throwing Thanksgiving. But I think more of the conversation around it is that they're caught off guard. It's not mentioned ahead of time that they would be sharing the cost. It's not until they show up and it's like, okay, like $20 at the door.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's an idea. That is a good, that's a great conversation to have, actually.
But it's also one of those things, if you are going to throw Thanksgiving dinner and you are cooking everything, then you do the cost. But if you want to split the cost, then make it potluck style, and everybody just brings something.
Bring your stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. All right. That's good food for thought. Aren't you glad I brought it up? Something else I'm glad I brought up. We're talking about Sean Combs and the accusing of this lady who said that he did her harm. I think of what I was saying before we even got into that, the business of jealousy and people who say, well, you've got it, so I want it. I deserve it, but for no good reason, I deserve it. There are a lot of people who, there's an old song, wishing and hoping, da-da-da-da-da. Wish is great. Wishing you could do something, or wishing you were somewhere, or wishing stuff is fine as long as you put some energy behind it, right? You have the desire, so go for it. Don't wish that you had it, but go for it and get it, because the universe will supply you with what it is that you're really trying to get if you go about it the right way. I really do believe that you can get your heart set on something and then you go for it, work for it. But if you don't work for it, you're not going to get it. Some people do, because of circumstances, come from families that have a lot of money, and then they don't have to do a lot. You can say, well, I wish I was born with a silver spoon in my mouth. But you know what? You weren't. So why waste time wishing for something that you can't achieve? Put some energy into what you desire. What are you good at? What do you want to accomplish with the end of your life when people say, hey, he was good at this or great at that? What do you want to be known for? Somebody who wasted a lot of time and no effort in getting someplace? Or you want to be somebody that exercises the brains that you have and the body that you have to come up with something that will be a credit to you, your family, society, whatever? All right. Going to leave it at that because I could go on for the whole half hour and got a lot of other stuff to talk about, including another inventor. Here's another story. We've had three or four of these in the past few weeks. This is the story of a youngster who won the Dyson Award for what he called the Life Chariot, which he designed to save lives in Ukraine. He's a Polish youngster. I can't pronounce his name because I'm no good at Polish names, but let's call him Peter Thomas. All right, his initials are PT. Let's just leave it at that. Not important what his name is. It's important what he did. And this speaks to what I just talked about. I wish I could do something to help. I've got this idea, so I'm going to try and do something to develop what is called a life chariot. It's an off-road ambulance that attaches to any vehicle with a towing hook. It's very low weight, suspension low to the ground, make it safe for somebody who's been hurt to travel. You wouldn't put them in the trunk of a car. And that's often been used over there because that's all they have. But this fellow designed a trailer. He started off with road trips with his family in this area. And so for the past 10 years or so, he was in college getting degrees, and he designed a lot of off-road and cave rescue trailers, interestingly enough. And then the Life Chariot was designed and then opened the door for him. It was exposed at a festival, a design festival this year. It's a pretty good story, don't you think? And doesn't it speak, Jay, to what I was just talking about? Here's a guy who had a dream, and he put it into action, and now he's helped rescue a lot of people, and it's being purchased. This will be some company will buy it from him.
Yeah.
And, he gets the award, the James Dyson Award, a special humanitarian prize. This is a very ingenious way of recovering injured people from a place where normally, unless you got a helicopter, you're in trouble. You can't get these people out.
Yeah, recognizing that there was a need for this and putting it together. Good for him. Right. He spent like 10 years on this.
Yep. So that's what, is that a good example of what I was talking about? He had willpower and he went for it. And he'll be rewarded, which is good for him. All right. Big storm down in Florida this week. You see all the rain that, wow, a foot of rain in some areas. And there were winds almost like a hurricane, even though the hurricane season is really over. There was a storm that developed in the Atlantic, kind of like a hurricane, and it dumped a foot of rain, a lot of flooding, some of these people without power. I think the last time I checked it, power outages both on the east side and the west side of South Florida. So if you're down there listening, we have lots of listeners in Florida. Hopefully you've gotten through it and you're okay, but all these homes and businesses that didn't have electricity yesterday and through the night last night, we're talking about Miami-Dade, talking about Broward County, Palm Beach County, all these areas on the Atlantic side. The storm did go sort of around the curve and affected Naples and Fort Myers. I was going to say Fort Pierce. I think it probably affected Fort Pierce more than it did Fort Myers. But it went up the coast, and it's gone now. Even into Central
Florida,
Largo
was like absolutely flooded.
Oh yeah,
foot.
Just something to be aware of if you're going to Thanksgiving dinner in Palm Beach. Bring your galoshes. That'd probably be a good prescription. The Oakland Athletics moving to Las Vegas. Huh? Wait a minute. Say that again, Doug. What? The Oakland A's are going to move to Las Vegas.
Vegas the move was new Oakland.
Yeah, it is in many respects, I suppose.
Took the Raiders first. Now they have the A's.
Ooh. Well, they'll come up with some other team probably. Or do they need to? San Francisco teams, why are there two teams? And it's like, okay, we got two teams in New York. Why can't we have two teams in Chicago? Why can't we have two? Now, this is, talk about Oakland and San Francisco. That's a lot of people say because Oakland is the twin city to San Francisco right across the bridge, right across the bay. That's not really the discussion or story. Major League Baseball has been trying to get into Las Vegas. And actually, this team's been trying to get there since 2005.
Hmm.
You had to have a 75% vote of the 30 teams, and they got everybody's vote. So the plan was also endorsed by the baseball commissioner. They wanted to find a stadium in Oakland, and they really, I guess they couldn't. So this is it. Sorry to fans in Oakland, but they didn't come up with... the Oakland Coliseum is a rat hole and has not been good for a long time. And, there's all this push. After Los Angeles got that big new stadium, wants everybody except people in Boston. If you propose, this has been proposed, by the way, about 10 times, let's tear down Fenway Park and put up a new baseball. Oh, there's rioting in the streets. Seriously.
Yeah, it's too historic. It's too iconic.
All right, I'm taking that down. So anyway, does this affect anybody? I guess if you're a baseball fan, you want to go to Las Vegas, I have this is a subtle suggestion. How about you go to 541 Travel and you dial 800-419-3684 and you can go make arrangements when the LA team gets there. When the Oakland team gets to Las Vegas, you can have yourself a couple of nights to go watch the team. 3 days, in fact, and two nights without cost in Las Vegas. So they've got 15, 16 different great hotels from which to choose. And so let's go for it, right? 800-419-3684. Don't you notice how cleverly there's always stories about Las Vegas? And they're usually good stories about Las Vegas. It's a compelling place to go for all kinds of reasons. It wouldn't be my choice to live there, but it is fun to visit. I used to spend a lot of time going through there when I was on the board of directors of a real estate outfit in Arizona. I had to go right on the border of Nevada, so I went to Las Vegas and drove over. It was always fun to stay in one of the hotels and You know, just look at how crazy some of the people are. There's just always something happening in Las Vegas. So you want to go, help yourself. If you're ready to play, you're ready to eat, you're ready to see a show, no purchase is required to take advantage of this. That's it. 3 days, two nights available. Also, in other places, you know, if you don't want to go to Vegas, ask them about some other places that they have. Super hard to get Vegas rooms right now, and frankly, it'll be harder when the team moves, this baseball team moves. So call 800-419-3684. Exercise your right as a free American to go where you want to go and do what you want to do, and you can also win some tickets to a Las Vegas show. That's the summary of this message. 800-419-3684. Dialing that makes it happen.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. Actually, you don't even have to touch them. With Skechers slip-ins, they just step in and go. Plus, they're so easy, they could be the first shoes your kids can put on by themselves. And Skechers slip-ins are great for older kids, too. They're quick, easy, and fun. The secret is a unique comfort pillow in the heel that helps your child's foot slide securely into place and cradle it in comfort. Plus, they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces. And most are machine washable, so you can keep them looking newer longer. Get Skechers Slip-ins, the where-have-you-been-all-my-life shoes, for your kids or for mom and dad today. Find Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Amazon's got the best deals on Black Friday. Oh, the best deals are on Cyber Monday. Friday comes first when it comes to saving. Monday's worth the wait to what you've been craving. Deals so good, it'll feel like stealing. Real cool message, could you make it less appealing? What's with the beef? You can get that too. Won't you call us? What's triggering you? Each every day you're shopping on, you'll save a bunch at Amazon. On Black Friday, Cyber Monday too.
Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's see if I can do justice to this story, a follow-up to what we were just talking about in terms of baseball. Let's turn to football for a second. Boston University study in the Boston papers today of athletes who played football and other contact sports. Study of 152 athletes whose brains researchers have studied. 63 of them had CTE, which is what happens when you play football. Your brain gets scrambled. Soccer as well. Any of these really bad, heavy sports. So these people who had the degenerative brain disease completely linked to repeated hits in the head. And of this, they're studying of these 152 athletes, how many people committed suicide because of what happened to their brains. This is a very revealing study. I don't want to be the guy who says I told you so, but I told you so.
There's
I've been on this kick for years and years and years. How many people get hurt? And this is, I think, in professional football, you get what, you know, you sign up for it, you get paid. Kids in college, high school don't. And yet, look at how many of them have committed suicide. 63 of the 152 who were studied committed suicide.
I would think they're also look at other sports like boxing and
yeah, same thing.
Rugby.
Yeah, all that same stuff. Yep, yep. Word to the wise, I guess. At 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could save on motorcycle insurance with Progressive. Come on, you've spent more time than that debating your accessories.
Could use some new riding gloves. Guess I'll go with black leather again. Just seems so basic. Wait, what if I did white leather? People be like, hey, this guy's different. Or they might be like, hey, this guy looks like a butler. Yeah, okay. Black leather it is.
Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, Food, Farm, and Family time here on the Good Day program. You can get the podcast of our input and get the stuff on record as well by going to foodfarmfamily.com. Interesting, I open up the conversation here with a quick reference to AM and FM radio, that is terrestrial radio. There's a study out today that suggests it is a farmer's best friend. One of the biggest supporters of what we do and how we do it on the radio, the lifespan of the AM radio, especially, you know, that get radio, the AM radio on every vehicle act. This has been, according to the study, more important to the agricultural industry and to farmers and rural Americans because this is an economic overview. The rural economy represents $576 billion. How about that? If you didn't think that it was important to support your local farmer, it sure is. And on that track, thinking about Thanksgiving, buying things locally certainly would be what I would underscore between now and next Thanksgiving, next week. And my friends around here who are farmers and many around the country are doing what they can to encourage you to shop with them, shop locally for your Thanksgiving meals. I did go through earlier this week and will probably again next week what the farmer is getting out of all of this. It's pretty disgusting, but still, wouldn't you prefer to have local food and to support the local farmer? As it turns out, when you do an average of the things that I put together, Jay, the farmer gets about 15 cents out of every dollar that consumers spend on food. So why not give him a better chance or her a better chance?
Yeah,
buy locally and the money all goes directly to them. There's no middleman at all.
Have a farm-to-table Thanksgiving this year. That's a great idea.
Very good idea. All right, today is National Homemade Bread Day. The Art of Bread Making. This goes way, way, way back to the days of the volcanoes in Pompeii. Mount Vesuvius erupting, that sort of thing. The Roman city of Pompeii, turns out, had 33 bakeries. I bet you didn't know that, right? And that's where really the, I don't know if you call it the modern making or baking of bread comes from. But before the mechanical age, they had, because of all of the various nooks and crannies in the side of mountains from volcanoes, you know, they put their, they heated it up and they baked bread. It's, you know, what's that expression, the greatest thing since sliced bread?
Yeah.
Right? There's nothing better than a good piece of good, fresh bread that's made with all natural ingredients. Smells great, tastes great, is great. So I have one. It's pretty easy. I remember my daughter Megan taught Miles how to bake bread. They do it all the time. It's a lot of fun.
It's so delicious.
Smells good. It's very healthy. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's very good. All right, here's the warning. Here's our recall of the day. 22 children have been poisoned because of lead in applesauce. These pouches. I think we talked about this from Wanabana.
Yes, this is an expansion now. It's, yep. It's a lot more.
Pretty much all over the country.
Before, yeah, and before it was not as many children were getting sick, and there was they figured this out, and so they were issuing the recall, and now it's like, no, a lot more are getting sick.
Yep. So maybe the rule of thumb here is, rather than to wonder, well, should it be, is it this or that, anything you have in a pouch that is designed to feed a child, I know we had a lot of that stuff around, it was the applesauce and things, there's lead in these pouches, so you shouldn't be 10 feet from it. Bring them, all the pouches, whatever you got in your house that you bought, bring it back to the store and get your money back. That's it. Wanabana, Wanabana, they're the ones who have made this. The first one that was recalled was last month, the apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches. And then they widened it to another couple of brands of applesauce and that sort of thing. So I would not take any chances whatsoever because of the children who have, even if they didn't have immediate symptoms after it, they got sick, headaches, abdominal pain, then they start to vomit, and it's bad. So, and it's, by the way, not just a short-term thing, because lead has, it really is debilitating. It can kill you, and it takes a long time sometimes because the fabric of it gets into your muscles and into your body. So there's no excuse for this whatsoever, and there's no reason for you to keep the stuff. Bring it back to the store and get your money back. All right, anything in a pouch, no matter where it's from, because you can't trust it. All right, I think I made that message clear, didn't I? I hope I did. All right, all right, there it is. Some idea. Yeah, do it yourself. Exactly. Thank you. It's 59 after.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.